Agotu akuruka via komuwa ndi shishapo na sami. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about the attitude of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude. The reason that I want to talk about the attitude of gratitude, right, is because many of us, me, when I say many of us, me, I am also, I'm most probably the chief, the commander in chief there when it comes to many of us, right? We fail to be grateful for the things that are actually going correct, and we like to focus on the things that are going bad. I know it is very, 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 very difficult to focus on the positive, especially when the positive doesn't seem like it has a very big impact, right? You can have 10 things that are going possibly wrong. Or you can have 10 things that you have to do, and then you do one of the 10, but you are not grateful that you managed to achieve that. You are more concerned about the other 9 that you didn't do. And then the gratitude for getting that one thing done is lost in translation. It's lost in emotion. It's lost in the day. It's lost in the busyness of the schedule. It's lost completely, as if it never existed, as if it was never a worry, as if it's not a priority. And I believe that many of us are walking in that kind of darkness. You know, we're walking in the darkness of not being grateful for the little things that we have, for the things that are going right, for the things that we have achieved. We are more focused on the things that we haven't achieved. And even when we achieve even the biggest thing, right, we're always concerned about the little things that we didn't achieve yet. We're always concerned about the nooks and the crevices. We're always consumed about that thing that's under the stone that you didn't really recognize and you didn't really see it, but it's there now and it's a problem. We're always concerned about the negative. We're always concerned about the things that are not going right. But by saying, oh, focus on the positive and leave the negative, right? I feel like that one is a bit of a far-fetched statement, because I don't believe that our problems are negativity. I don't believe that our issues are negativity. I just believe that our issues are just our issues. It's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just the reality of things. So if you're saying that, for example, you've got employees and you got a business, and then you got a home, and then you got the kids' school, and these are all monthly expenses, for example, right? And you manage to pay the employees, but you haven't paid the rent, and you haven't bought supplies, and you haven't paid the children's school. So the whole time that you are driving in the car that is full tank, and the deduction for the car went off already, you are not grateful for that one. Mm-mm. We're just focusing on, oh, the teacher is going to call, and how am I going to pay the rent? And even when the rent is paid, right, we move on to the next one. We don't sit in our glory. We don't sit in our achievements. We don't sit in good moments. We are always just anticipating the bad. And then, fine, you clear out everything. Do you relax? Do you relax? Do you give praise? Do you say, oh, thank goodness, Shashi, whoa. That was the fight of AkaZulu there. Eh? That was a fight in AkaZulu. It was intense there. It was the battle of Nehare. It was a whoa. Eh? It was the battle of Etosa. It was whoa. You never say that. We always just move on to the next thing. And that led me to believe that our lives are like puzzles that should be incomplete, because the minute we complete them, we don't recognize the beauty of the puzzle. We don't stare in marvel to the beauty of the puzzle. In fact, we put that puzzle back into the box as is, and then we start with our next quest. So does this mean that we as human beings, right, are constant project seekers? Are we always looking for a new project to pump our hearts up, to give us adrenaline, to give us that dopamine hit that we are so often seeking for? Are you guys meaning to tell me, or do you guys mean to tell me that you guys are incapable of being happy about the things that you have done? Because it looks like that. It looks like that all the time. And you can see this with high achievers, right? With high achievers, they have the first degree and then they have the second degree because they also want to specialize in two different things. And then they go and do their masters and then they go and do their PhD. And then after that, they go for another degree. And I believe that those are book junkies. You know, those are book addicts. Like they are addicted to going to school. They are addicted to being students. They are addicted to graduation. They are addicted to all of that. They are addicted to academics, right? And that, when are you ever happy? Because even when you see the graduation pictures of those that have graduated in multiple fields, right? You don't see it often. I think that the only person that I've noticed that has an attitude of gratitude towards, their education has been Dina. You know, because Dina, every single day, when she remembers she's a graduate, she's like, oh my goodness, let me post this picture of when I graduated. Oh my goodness, I'm so grateful for my degree. I think that she is one of the few people that I've seen that has an attitude of gratitude towards her academics, her degree, right? She is constantly posting and she's constantly remembering and she's constantly grateful for it. And I don't see it with anybody else. I really don't see it. I see it on graduation day and that's it. On graduation day, everybody wants to show that they graduated. But are they showing that they graduated simply because they want people to know that they graduated? Or are they actually grateful that they graduated? Do you know how many people, right, flung? Do you know how many people fail? Do you know how many people don't make it to graduation? Some people die before graduation. There's an artist, right? A Namibian artist. He committed suicide this year in February, right? And the University of Namibia had sent his degree in April when people were graduating. And he was basically graduating in absentia. Like it was so sad because it's most a milestone. It's most a big deal, this one. But how many of us are actually grateful for the fact that we are here? You know, we take things like life for granted. We take things like degrees. We take things like the ability to breathe. We take things for granted that seems so menial to us. Like it's like it's nothing. It's like our birthright. It's our birthright to have a little bit of money. It's our birthright to be sleeping comfortably. It's our birthright to be eating every night. It's our birthright to be eating those two times a week. It's our birthright. We don't even have thanks, right? For things that other people do for us, and let alone things that we do for ourselves. We don't have that. And I'm struggling to understand why, because I'm also most now in the boat. I'm with you guys, you know? Even if I'm talking about it, right? I'm with you guys. And I'm struggling to understand, Kusha. Like how? Why am I, as the matriarch, why am I not living in gratitude? And why am I not practicing the attitude of gratitude? Is it because I feel entitled to where I'm at? Is it because I feel like it is not a big deal? Everybody can do it. Is it because I feel like I don't deserve it? Is it because why am I not practicing the attitude of gratitude? Because I walk around in a home that I designed myself, né? And I think that for big things, I don't know how to be grateful. I don't know how to be grateful and I don't know how to show gratitude. Like, yeah, I think that that's my problem. So if I don't know how to show gratitude in terms of, things that pertain to me, because I can show another person gratitude. I can show you guys gratitude every single time you guys come here and then you guys give me my flowers. You guys come here and you guys have conversations with me. You guys come here and you guys open up. You guys come here and we have a good laugh. I show gratitude. I'm so grateful for you guys. But I think that when it comes to the attitude of gratitude pertaining things that are not given by other people, things that I give to myself, I struggle with that one because I want to kill God the cow. You understand? Like, and I want to, you know, buy God a car. I want to, by God, a plot. But now it is very difficult, right? It's very difficult to want to do something for someone that is not a someone, that is not a person. So that is my problem, because every single time I want to pray, I'm like, oh, thank you. But I feel like my thank you is not big enough. I feel like my thank you is just not, it's not hitting where it's supposed to be hitting. It's not doing the things that it's supposed to be doing, you know? And I'm like, oh, I. But if I feel like this, how many of us outside there are feeling the same way? How many of you guys are feeling the same way? And also, one of the issues that I have with us as mankind, right, is we don't recognize where we are at. We don't recognize that this is everything that we asked for. Guys, we ask for these things and then we are not grateful for these things that we get. We still complain. We are complaining. Picture this. Somebody has always wanted to purchase a house, right? A purchase, like, hey, to buy a house, hey, in this winduk, hey, and they achieve it. They buy the house. And maybe there's a little bit of money left, and then they furnish the house, and then they're in the house. But all you hear about their lives, right, is everything that they don't have. You just hear about, oh, I wish I could buy a mirror, that big mirror, to put it there. I wish I could buy these block out curtains, because the sun pierces through the window. I wish I could put up interlocks. Oh, I wish my gate was what. I want. That's all you hear about this acquired property, right? You don't hear the praises about it. You don't hear the niceness about it. And I think that, the few people that have an attitude of gratitude are people that buy cars. Now, I was thinking to myself that, okay, I'm finally an adult, right? And I'm finally now within the market of things. I'm finally within the industry of things, you know, in the industry of house buying, in the industry of car buying, in the industry, in that kind of industry, the industry that kept us safe when we were children because our parents acquired property, right? For those that did. I'm finally in that field. And the one thing that has stuck out to me is that I don't think when people talk, they actually know what they're talking about. So look at it like this. Okay. So they say, don't buy a car before you buy a house. Don't buy a car before you buy a house. Now that seems logical. Right? It seems very, 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 very logical because, I mean, a house is an asset. It's going to be there for a long time. A car is also an asset with short-term value. It depletes, it depreciates, what. But can we afford to buy houses before we buy cars? Because the installment on a house is 20 years. The installment on a house is 20 years and the installment on a car is 5 years, and you can make it less if you want. And even if you are driving a $1 million car and houses are maybe a million, right? You still, in the long run, you still wouldn't be capable of purchasing a house, because with the car, right, it's something that the car dealerships can talk, not make you pay for a car for 20 years, because that would just be a loss, right? So I don't understand why people keep saying that, you must buy a house and then you must buy a car. Maybe you people that bought houses before you bought cars, you guys can come and tell us, because 90% of the people that I know, they bought cars first before they bought houses. The car is the one that moved them to the house when they eventually went to buy the house. So I don't know why people say that, but maybe you can come through. The number in studio is 0832888407. That's the number in studio. Maybe you can come through and maybe you can come and explain your theory on why we should buy houses first before we buy cars. Because, I don't think that anybody has actually gone to dealerships and to banks to go and ask about the process and actually understood the process and understood the finances around it. And most people that talk like this are people that can't. Because if you are buying or when they were talking about cars, did they mean expensive cars? Because they all say don't buy, eh? Nobody ever says, don't buy an expensive car before you buy a house. they all say don't buy a car before you buy a house. But then you find, look at them, you, 80K, a house, 2.5 million. How? There's such a difference, you know? So how, in which universe now am I supposed to be saving up to buy this $1.5 million house before I buy my $80,000 car? How, guys? I don't know. So we're talking about the attitude of gratitude because I want us to reflect on it. I want us to reflect on it. I want us to think about it. I want us to ask the question of, am I grateful for where I'm at? Am I grateful for the things that I'm actually doing correct? Am I grateful for the opportunities that I've gotten in specifically, or am I ungrateful about it? And do I only think about the good things or the things that I have acquired, right? It could be peace of mind. It could be a healthy environment. It could be the targeted weight. It could be, bowel movements. It could be anything that you didn't have and then you got it. Because, when we talk about things that we didn't have, right? Sometimes we didn't have good health and now we have good health. Have you ever seen somebody that is on the verge of death and they are just grateful for each day that they're still alive? And then, right, they get better. They get better and then they go back to the thing that got them into the hospital in the first place. So somebody has somebody has liver damage. Now, usually with liver damage, it's something that's caused by toxins within your body that the liver cannot filter. Yeah, that's why you get kidney stones, etc. So, there is no such thing as a transplant, ne? There is no such thing as a transplant, and it is what it is there by Ehudi. So, this person is taken to the hospital, and they're in agonizing pain, and his eyes are yellow, and his skin is also turning yellow because of the jaundice, you understand? And the doctor tells them straight that, no, you've got liver failure. You've got liver failure. We're going to try everything that we can to see if we can flush out or do whatever medical things that they do with your liver, right? We're going to do whatever we can to try and save you and to try and get you into a better space and to get you more healthy, you know, but you're not allowed to ever drink alcohol again. And then, you know, the person is in the hospital, the liver is getting worse, it's getting worse, it's getting worse. At some point, they go for an operation, and then it's ICU, they're in ICU for like 2 weeks, you know, just sleeping for 2 weeks, guys. Hey, ICU for like 2 weeks, and they were really knocking on heaven's doors, you know, knocking on heaven's doors, because the doors were closed, because, whoa. We don't know if you're dead or you're not. So we can't just let in people that are like just in transit or, you know, if you're in ICU or if you're not fully dead, like heaven's gates are closed, guys. The angels are looking at you over the gates and telling, hey guys, can we help you, sir? You're like, yeah, I was in the middle of nowhere and then I just saw these two doors and then I decided to knock. Like, yeah, but you are not dead, technically. Like, you are not dead. So we can't open you because we only invite or we only open for those that have passed on and you are still in limbo because your heart is still beating there by the other side. So you can't come in. So maybe you can just sit outside and enjoy the view, you know, We don't allow cigarettes inside here, but if you wish for it outside there, you can smoke your cigarette and, you know, just wait, I guess, to see what the maker has in store for you because it's clear that you are in limbo. That's what happens, you people. That's what happens. I don't know this and I'm making this up, but it's a good story. So you're sitting there and you're in limbo and you, maybe you walk and then, when you stumble down, you look down. I'm just visualizing what could probably happen when you are in transit like that, when you are in an induced coma or in a coma. So I'm thinking that this person is just walking around in the clouds, you know, and eventually they get to a place where there's like a kaspiri. Then they look in the kaspiri and then they see themselves laying on the bed, you know, and they are attached to all these machines that are keeping them alive. And then they see their wives and their parents. And then they see the kids coming to visit. visit, and daddy, please get well. And then she's like, oh, my daughter, like, oh, daddy, please get well. You know, I aced my exams, and I'm just, I just want you to come back, daddy. You're not there. Two weeks with your father in ICU, my dear. You talk, even if you're not talking to him here, ignoring him here. That is when the reality hits you, kucha. This person might leave us. Ah, so. The people at ICU, they also encourage you guys as family members to come through and talk to the people, you know, you'll get better. Talk like you now, and everything is going to be fine. And, you know, so with that, you are there. And when you are there, you have a moment, you know, where you summon God and you ask him, oh, Tatekarunga man, Brian Jeman, I would really honestly like to go back to my family, and I'll do right, you know. I'll do right. I'll do everything that I can, you know, to make everything, to be a better person, to be a better father, to be a better boss, to be a better employee. I'll do everything in my power to do what I can. And I'm going to try my best, you know. Please just give me another chance. I don't want to die. We all cry. Ha! When we are facing near death experiences, that's when you realize which one when you're toy. You're like, I don't wanna die, I don't wanna go, you know? And, you know, God is like, oh, okay, because I was kind of finalizing your life today, but okay. So you said you wanna go back? It's like, yeah, I wanna go back. And I promise, I swear on my mother's grave, I'm gonna do the right thing, you know? Then you come back, you know, and then you papuduka a little bit, your hands move a little bit, then your wife calls the doctor, doctor, my husband's hand moved, like, let me see, and then you move your hand, and then the doctor's like, yes, I think he's coming too, you know, and then you open one eye, and then you fart a little, like, you know, gas, you never know, you fart a little, that's not how you know you were alive, you're like, woo! Ooh, thank you, Jesus. How? And then you fight a little, then you're good to, you open the other eye, and then a teardrop falls, you know, that last teardrop of thank you, Allah, you know? The teardrop falls, and then you're like, hey, where am I? Because you don't really remember much now, your conversation with God. So you're like, where am I? And then your wife is like, oh, honey, you're like, I'm so glad that you're here. You're in the hospital. You're in ICU. Like, oh, you had a very bad surgery, but you're fine now. Inshallah, you know, you're fine. And she's like, oh, and then you are like, oh, my wife, I love you so much. Because your voice is more still hoarse, from sleeping for 2 weeks or being in ICU for 2 weeks. So you're speaking like, oh, I'm so thirsty. Can I please have some water? The doctor said you can't have any liquids right now. But I can put a little bit, like, just in a syringe to just wet your mouth a little bit. Are you okay? Like, are you in pain? Are you fine? You know, it's very emotional. You know, it's very emotional when somebody comes out of a coma, guys. A coma is, you know, coma is a crossover. Like, almost crossover. It's like a thin line between crossover and still being here. So people are happy to see you, and you're like, ah. You know, and the doctor's like, oh, you almost lost us there. Well, what had happened was they just start briefing you, even if you are just barely awake, they just start briefing you. We took you in for an operation, and we had to induce the operation because we had to cut the colon intestine, because we had to cut the colon because there was a mass. And with this mass, it came with bacteria and so forth. But then we had attached it again, but then your body went into shock. And then with this shock, it almost killed your heart. So we had to just induce the coma so that you can somehow recover and heal organically with medication as well. And then you can come too. So welcome back, Mr. Ipinge. You're like, oh, thanks, doctor. Doctor, what thing in yan? Yeah, you know, and you are in a good space. You're happy. Your life is okay, you know, because you are back, you know, and you are like, oh, I never want to leave my family again. Oh, I'm going to do right. And then the medication starts wearing out. But they can't give you the medication like that. They can't just keep giving you medication, you know? So the medication wears out and the pain is a lot. The pain is so much that it it shocks your body a little bit. So you go in and you go out. Like, so you are in transit between deep sleep and fully awake, but it's paining. So the doctors and the nurses, they come and encourage you and motivate you, right? Just fight for your life, you know, just fight for your life. There is power in fighting for your life, and you fight for your life. You fight for your life, sir. Sir, Mr. Ipinge, sir, fight for your life. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to fight for my life. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to fight for my life. And in the midst of the silence, when everybody goes home and you get your injection for the pain, you know, that morphine stuff. I mean, if I understand. Why in the history of medicine, there are some people like doctors and nurses and patients that have become addicted to the medication that is given there at the hospitals? Because, whoa, I understand why people do drugs there. They're like, whoa. I was like, whoa, this is some happy stuff. Like, yeah, this is some deep stuff. It's not something that I want to go back to, but yay, 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 that morphine. I think I laughed for 30 minutes straight. I was like, it was intense there. I was like, yo, if this is how high people feel, I get it. I fully understand why they want to feel like this all the time. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, I understand. Shashi, I've never tried anything, but ooh, I understand. Okay. So, alrighty. Everybody's cool. Everybody is fine, and you're fighting for your life. And in that moment of desperation and pain and wanting to get better, right? In that moment, you look over the horizon. And when you look over the horizon, my friend, you're like, oh, I will never drink again. I will never drink again. If you take me out of here, my maker, eh? Universe, eh? Allah, my maker, if you take me out of here, I'll never touch a drop of alcohol again. I will never, eh? I'll never endanger my life like this again. And, you know, and you are serious, you know, you even cry tears maybe your kafone is there at night, and you, because you just came out of ICU, you know, they don't want to bombard you with many, many things. So you have your kafone there, you play some worship music. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Bow down and ignite your flame. And you're crying, you know, because it's an emotional moment, you know. A near-death encounter is an emotional moment. Because you realize how much you have not done. You realize what you could have done and you didn't do it. You realize that it could really honestly be the end, and that's it. And there's no, I'm coming back next week, I'm coming back later. There's no, I'm going to do this later. It's just over. You know, the fat lady has sung. It's over. It's done. Right? And there's nothing you can do about it. That one, there's really, really absolutely nothing you can do about it. And for you to make it out of that, you develop, you cultivate an attitude of gratitude. You know, you're so grateful to just be alive. You're so grateful that you made it. You're so grateful that you're here. You're grateful that you get to see your people when they come and visit. And that's why I tell people, guys, if you guys have loved ones that are in prison, if you have loved ones that are in the hospital, just go visit. Go visit. That place is lonely. Those places are lonely, my friend. Hey, go and visit. Just even if you don't take nothing. Right? You just go and show your face and have a conversation that is outside of all the ordinary people that come. Because if it's your wife that's coming every day, right? Your wife is only talking about, hey, the doctor and the medication. That's all you guys are talking about. Like, there's no, like, oh, so, what did you watch on TV? There's nothing like that. You guys are just talking about serious things. So please visit your loved ones. So you come out of that and you're low key born again inside your heart, because how can you not be born again after such an ordeal? You're low key born again inside your heart, and you just want to get better. And, it's nicer when they move you to normal wards, because ICU is like critical. ICU is like, hey, it's dangerous here. It's dangerous. Oh, there's some people that have been in ICU for years, guys. Oh, 10 years, a decade in ICU. Eh? What is his name? Michael Schumacher. Huh? He's basically just been in a coma since. So, bruh, that's, it's intense, you know. There are families that are not giving up, you know. And there are people that, wake up from comas after 5 years. There are people that wake up. And it's those kinds of stories that gives people hope. Mm-hmm. And in that hope, that's where you find that, life is nice. Life unandi. Sure. Unandi, unandi. All right. So you come out of there, you go to the normal wards, and you're now just a normal patient, still sick, but a normal patient. You don't need a mask to breathe. You don't need what. You're good. You're fine. And eventually you are discharged. And then when you get discharged, friend, eh? After 2 months, Jason Nipar.
Good evening. Yes, Tati.
Daddy.
Ah, eh? Tom, when I ra siru siru atu khapura ro khapu.
Tom khapura siya
mo. Atu khapuro gratitude. Olu pandu. Atu popi olu kombinga yoru pandu. Kucha. Omoro shiketa te kwezi toi koshi pangero nasigo waiko ICU nde tomwe ra kucho marovu inoninga eh? Ndeshi wuri moshi pangero monom. Otogari kana kucha uu shanda zimo muno oshirine itandini ngiwe onda pandurong karamunyo ya njinae. I'm so happy. And then after 2 months ongwe mbuya uli pandonga. Yeah? Oh, uli pandonga. Etako punya punya ho. Ine haku dranga na haya punya punya. He?
Sawa tu akeke wa urumo uvitasa jimo. Sawa iliku samweta puporo. Opo na kano mpapo kuna make koto mruwa kuenda.
Karunga kazi. Atu kupe ningeni mbela man? Ngueto kasi ene finoro ne shashino. Onto marovwega kusa kudoka.
Ae, wete kucha.
Ya.
Omwenye sima si kumisi.
Ya.
Oyujo omwenyonge da uzimone. Safa ajok. Na siguri mone, safa amasen. Wete go. Oyujo wete. Omwenyesha uguna. Oka wete wafandonga. Ane go nuko rete ikemon. You take it for granted, ne?
Yes.
Ya masao ukanita oponia no wakarane ukau aye. So just like that man.
Paro morashi gendati. Why are we like that? Oh hatu zimwambara.
Hatu zimwambara.
Hatu zimwambara ne kuchoshi mosharu lumire. Nenyanyu?
Ya nenyanyu kumuyo.
Inyanyo alike kere mwandu ne onto marovu ga kufa ku doctor nde ongwe nguya after 2 months pinje punya punya onku kadala likupota akwe tutati tato marovu ga kufa nga ku doctor nde natango pifo ashuna onku kadhi wa munongengi
marovu ne nga ndiro nganga ndino ngono nanga ini mengeta sia ko marovu
yeah.
Excessive like that, man. There is something wrong.
Oh, so there's something wrong. It's either what could possibly be wrong.
Unshana wana wange. Professor Des. Ah, manganja iki. Mwane pota hawe. Mingaje ke lokesi kwa korwa. Ano kesi kwa korwa. Ano kesi kwa korwa.
Mwezi no korwa ni. Sasa onko radi tu kwandu. Ae, onko radi tu kwandu. Sasa waipo nempo no kucha branche kesi kwa korwa. Ano kesi kwa korwa. Ni mali wayo e.
Tatiano kesi kesi kwa simbwa. Angela mirovu kwa mangu. Aye.
No man.
Aro dinawa ina.
Aro dinawa arundirwa ne. So it's usually just from problems, ne? Kaisinana, eh, kapunaron to andora nana, to nwa marovu ndenke, ongara mwenyo ye iri, oyo marovu waraka.
There is something.
Yeah, something that you're not discussing.
Yeah, also Arunti is not open to talk. Yeah, kakuna kara changa. Opunaga amuya ya dirikwa ponga kwako. Mama nga moka kaya fingiro maro.
Yeah.
Ma amuya ponu tsakazina. Manga I did it outside. I and the money in the kihomaro.
Ne? Yes, yeah, you must just feel it when you are sober, and then when it's done, it's done. Not this thing of going to feel it when you are in a lucid mind, and then in that mind also, Shashino, we are kuweb amos.
Yeah.
Hey, Shashin, it's made bigger. The problem is made bigger than it is when you are drunk.
I was in my car, me, you, when you are like that. When things get right, then, or talk about you, this is your problem.
Gueto, whether con that and go problem, no?
Eh, no, Shashin, Marobo, then I have a problem.
Of course.
Ya no problem, ya hay que manga ya, como puse bajar a u. O toca con yisi, si es u. Ay, addicted. Addiction.
Eh, toca con yisi, no addiction. O problema ya pupone, mayangue, wasigua no problema. Y monenishe.
Ah. Mine, I just took it opposite. Guy, hi, and the teacher and the number of punas.
Ne?
Yeah.
In your lalapo?
Why, in your lalapo?
Hi. Shashi Shono, I should go for a problem, my man, to be honest. I should go for a money.
I want to be naive.
Oh, hi. I wish many of us understood that sometimes, ne, it's not everything that needs to be tried.
Tara, tepukonjo marabu nene ndeu ne unastresa.
Yeah.
Shangura taku so problem na tango kwa.
Yekutegerera ne, ngo wa weda kone nu problemu kwa.
That is the biggest. Papi, hegeremo amos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had you working around when you are sober, how to get around it.
Some of these problems are there, but to go through them, sober must be better. Once and for all. Kuchayayo puka kwase. Nando shi opo shi tashidano ndangarampo waji.
Waje.
Inishuva. Ay. Yetate. Akurukada apendurantu ne. Tato uvito shima shono. Kishu vite.
Ama problema gamo ganguru kira. Anoma problema. Peta kufile gofele tawe. Kufile kucha. Ta. Yo kukole kushi popila ne kojo neta. Ta. Ayo manjo gamo ganguru kira maito. Oh. Kita kupita anon noti no gilipo la ka.
Oh. opuna ne gamwe shiri geno grepa ne nde wow. Shawa tana uka ngingo egi pula shiri shiri.
Mino mago, alo mazo ne gage linguru tira. Uwa kutome nmiti nori pula. Sa ando, amkuta arangea, uwa mwena kuta stoni. Ayo komanjo ati pula kucha.
Komanjo man, komanjo, komanjo.
Na maprobe mga mga nguru tira ni mbosa. Ya. Ya, ita nga itepo nkondeti. Kwa mga maprobe mga mga nguru tira sikio. Ae. Maguja wala. Ae. Nga pa unga ya mwene.
Ne?
Iskore.
Orupandu ne? Orupandu. How do you practice gratitude? Okukarara wapandura. Kunanga ini maimwe oipandura ndeke siku oipura. Nengo masiku gamu oipura kuchata. Nga ndiri mera uko man.
Ah, otoka jito opandude. Nge uri mamu yu wapandura.
Wapandura nga?
Oe. That you have the chance to correct. Nge opunamba wapuka. Yeah.
Mana aku kara ndora ni aku cak, eh, nalin nalin ke, ke wakar, wui wakari ilongan jono, wui wui karan jono, de tu ipeo, de, no ku cangga, no ku kari karangga, de, no ku potangga, nando tu ipopira aku cak ta, kan dapat duri longan j, hatu si ninge ninga.
Wadotia nongini, ando topandura tolong berontu ni.
Nando topandura tolong berontu. Weto kucha, ini maimu ya tui popiwe. Oshiri shiri, shanyengala ne. Wakara, waharo kana nai. Nde oka na hono keepo ne. Na mguwa wani ngoka na honae. Yo chara kucha, nde kupandura nai man. Ae.
Ae. Na rupu. Wete puno kafudimwa liti mumbi vedi ne anoma dila dilo kondo mara karunga tara mumi look you can do whatever you want to do to please people mara o imashara toshin ondo avuru kugara pandura nengi tapote
yeah
mumu nywawe esi pandura kindi tapote
mara ngai wende kukuwa serene.
Awe timbali mwe wakara angitangwa upandure maangu. Timbali mwe mwemwe nyo kwa pota.
Matoshi tseane ngini ne ngwe ngu wapu mbuku upandu.
Jashingo wakara nja bitara ndikuro mwele. Shawa atara natango mpato shimonene eto shimonene mpa. Wamono mkuruga zingu ya takutiko kwa jena the last penny in the pocket.
Yeah.
Ete iganja. Yokuwa kani ya nomo niwa kuchemu, maapoi puna mbata haga yoma ovi no miro na nishi, maarausi ke karunge na kupando eta kuchanguo ya haga yama shiringwa kaya ishon, kasi that was the last, kasi nguo kwa kaya nomo niwa kuchwe, shaua tarano kumpe ya unzungu ya akara kuya puyesus, apote na ema akena kene maakuwa chara, tangu maakuchema. Kuendeko, oh mwenye taka kupopingaga, tuto shika.
Yeah.
It's a hat, la.
It's a hat.
Yene karunga, oh mwenye watara. Ote, oh mwenye watara, inatara oha po, ya sho oha po timuri mwanpo tu
amu. Hatu popi, yeah. So tushku pota.
Nende.
Popi ne?
Eh, nende ironga, ironga, ino shironga si bul. Ne do bokato. Saa kuchorunji mswantu o anzaka akara ku tawasira arontu tena ndiro kakuki ningo shike ndo kwa khatasa neke kongozi okwa amu nike kuchano kwa ganja mtu anuata ganja anuata watero ntu
Yeta ningi kwa social media.
Yeta tura kwa social media. Hae ni umotaka ya if I no media, I'm only going to
get a rush.
Yeah, Okugaljane Hono, Akona, well, sure, I think you got your symbol. Tara, Oshotoshi Ningi Moro and Theatre. Yeah, listening Moro and Theatre.
Yeah,
Toshining and the Shishiri. Tashingero, I see, and Toshining it.
Mara, Andora, ne, if we are looking at the attitude of gratitude or upandune, Montima, and through the mouth, we as human beings, otaha kupandura ndishi?
Eh?
Okupandura, okukarawa hakupandura nai?
Ae, kaishi nai? Otaishika, ngongwe tu vune ingere nguwa wa felina, pesa?
Yeah. Ehe. Eno. Ehen oshoneta ni e.
Mreshingwe e, otoshi ningi unetegameno, jokupanduru.
Etegameno. Etegameno is expectations.
Yeah. Mwoli metegameno jokupanduru. Yeah, shosho ete ne otoganja, wategameno upanduru. Yeah.
So, I'm struggling with etegameno. I'm struggling with the expectations that I have. Deoshi mashon tashi otashi otashi tashi kepe konti mawanje nai.
Eh, imoshi jara o jara ngashi toti anongi ya toni goshi ma pamoto tishi tashi kashi oshi mina shipuka. Onge o wafa atokunu.
Yeah.
Ombuto wategamena imeni.
Yeah.
Ya puroji ni kucha ombuto itura ne maybe ja rongwa nengo umbira me Kevin nengo mama manya nengo mosh
shiri
ya hashomate gameno gamwe kagenarero vete
ya
kagena
they don't hold water
ya wate gamena no ombuto imene na nengo ombuto evinari pururwa watura mungu
ya
limu watura me Kevin. So, umbwewa, tega mena nekucha na ute, tote ashike ni.
Wa tote.
Ya. Ya, shosho omono nekucha simboli me, toti nyingando oma okuga jaga na politika.
Yeah.
Okuli le da june na nune shori shitela.
No.
Oh yeah.
Aye. No.
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 There is a gap, ne? Yeah. Ya duda toshiko. Maande shimono ngako. Oshucho kara, imoshi, ovurgu kara oshishi. Mada, itoshi potara monka rongu. Mika, waiwa tegera nupu. Maande tetaraga imakamindega mwena kongo tatate warenga wii. Onsukatitara, opuno gepa.
Yeah.
Pokati, kinima.
Wete ko, solution.
Para llegar a una transition period.
Yeah.
Ya, ganando te lo que se está transition. Yo te apostaron que se está thinking.
Yeah.
O process between
the thinking process.
O problema.
No solution.
No solución. O una, o process. Yo proceso, yo no hice nada. Thinking.
Thinking, yeah.
Ya.
O
escuchame.
O processing.
O transition period between things. Between paradigms, ne?
Yeah.
Oi, macho. Oso ne pa le kinga to ya yo tuna udi gumbe akucha. O democracy tuetero. Democracy na tuetero atungirwa ya kore kwa kere rojer figura karo ditushi.
Yeah.
Oye. Yo de paise a de Dionat. Oya dia ha rongo shiu viteshi ni monjira. Ta vila dile wafu propa.
Yeah.
Yo kae nasi kuye kuheke.
Kaina shita akusa muno homo kukuheka.
Kaina nangwe haji, elero jangwe.
Yangwe no hana.
Kaina
yangwe
moro angwe. Yeah. Aye. Mm. Oje, hile ko, moro wane.
Yeah.
Kyo anyanyu kwa kuchina anyanyu kwa kaisito diyo.
Yeah.
Nenda ando uche, yosho ete paise mo demokaras.
Mm.
Nongoya emu enatavuru wako kogoro.
Of course.
Oteko?
Mm.
Nenda uche, nunpa ataposi, taragata, unakumu ifika anu asasyon kogoro.
Of course.
Ordene. Ordene problema, tuna. Oteko?
Eh, odomyo koli.
You just need to get to the party and the jack of horror. Yes, ma'am. Guy name would
now quite a bad tagamiso how to escondo none. Kai kai koki longa. Now I'll mock you.
Guy name put the moa. Aye. Guy, 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 to be honest.
Yeah.
Ah.
Not unless things will change. But if things yeah, if this is the same system that we're going to be running, then
Dara, ngai go shapuka.
Yeah.
Hey, tani te puta na mo kogoroga. Hey.
Hmm.
Onge heli money ngi kamujo.
Yeah.
No. Hmm. These are the issues.
Mm-hmm.
O ponempo poco neto kaparano kuchima. E ne na na politika hata kofi. Ni dani ni ma ani ni ma shiri na mnyia uche nengo dani gara for marketing
purposes huh?
Yeah for marketing ane kaima
no ho the question also that the question that we can ask is should we be grateful then for the things that politicians do should we as a people be grateful if we don't really understand their agenda or their motive behind the things that they do.
Dara, upuna usiu jana politiko ya roko, puna mba edi, oe, no, hondoto hirongo taareti.
Of course.
Laifu ndu toka kawu igere tifura, takajo iku kutoshu kukutina hezama, ima nina hezama yato.
Hmm.
Nye toka kawu igere tifura, kondu tatungo skora no kakirinika.
Hmm.
Umongkunda.
Kaguno pate.
Nenge tatungo pate, mongkunda. Teta mongkoro no anua wapandura, wapandura isi.
Hmm. Kashishina kuwanitha shano.
Thank you so much
for the electricity. How?
Aye.
It's your responsibility, Mos.
Responsibility.
But it's not something that is expected of you. The only time a child should be grateful is for the things that they ask and that you give that is not a basic necessity. On utapuro PlayStation and the toy in landere, that gratitude must come. But ngero ongero mboro tonjino yake hesi kuno shike ay. No.
Okana. Wait is how fitare. Oh, Ushika with a saka put in a menu on Fitagare and on the Mongina.
Yeah.
Quesito.
Mm.
O hazir ido nunge de. No anengo más boman que ya no mandiran ya la bomo.
Mm.
Pero, mira, no. ¿Sabes ya rondira yo ya fa cadira? Pues a todos que codim verán a fascia.
Mm.
Codim en cadira ya que endere de nemo cutu.
Yeah.
So, yo poniendo monocucha. Ya bajaron monocucha. Pocatico catana.
Mm.
Naina. Voy a joder en cuadro.
Mm. Oin.
Oina? Oishiko ka katana ka gehorin.
I don't know you that well, noho.
Tara, wete.
Oponte ku meetinga noho and like ay
Tao si tara.
Yeah.
Inda katana. Pokatana de buru aku ya.
Eh.
Ba ganda sa guni.
Shit. Just hold the line tate kwede.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Hot Strings with the matriarch and Tate Kwevi, Tutingini.
Yeah.
My God. If you are passing that, I will. It's okay, na?
Yeah, I'm Buddha. Guten.
Until my wing.
Yeah, Marangwene. Yeah, ninge toka penga shima. Tulo nga kaku chano kare hokoma na naku chata. Dano ang kuri po tolo niya zero no na he. Onga irando ruse no. Onga irando
me. Yam pandro ang standi foot e. Ano ape tamone si te glory joy. Like oh, you know that Ekwezi. I had this argument recently with my mother. And my mother pensioned, ne? Okwa penzera. And she pensioned now, recently, just recently. Recent. Recent. And her argument is that people must not move out of the house. Because it is our responsibility. And ever since tatukoko opunaro shimasha kucha, yeah. O munaku ningini manjino, inaku waniswa eni, munaku takamisa shike, inaku waniswa eni. And then, andike mpurane sigurimweta complain angapu nga kucha, ya, onga ya randi ningi shike, onga endina kupangeritho omwelo, onga endina kuninga shike, ta complain andishim? Ga andimpurane kucha, humbo jaja anondono. Ndono una kupangelita ndono kupendirora and kutura mwini mayo enji wahala ekumbo janja ndono heyo janje mara handi tinga shashino nanga nkenga ndakaro handi mukwathera handi muningo sacrifice nati ino tukwathera ne njono inaku kwaniswa ayo ingo mvali shuwe tukwathera shuwe tutura maskorane ningo shuwe tukwathera shuwe tura ndero mboroto.
Ayo teti, una kutana mucha pensere. O sonito si rompe uno na wafu juena toca de la cuina.
Ay.
Ya, nada, ne, ingero en yuqua. Ay, o toca de leño.
Ay, o cuja de leño con e. It's not a problem. Until, she has the resources, right?
to do everything for herself. She just doesn't want. Like, to be honest, ne, they have this tendency of coming back to blackmail you for them giving birth to you.
They spend everything on that child. Chanika koko tagamana skarange ya tagakaneta kafutubeka. Yes.
And andi kufutire ke back.
So
wait. Ngombe wewe how can?
Ah wetara. Je neti krombure kucha. Chawa ninge puko kana hoito kamani so shponga ho. O tofutiswa mai serente.
Tofutiswa kucha.
Kadina.
Tofutiswa
harongi so yarongi. Yara. Shoyo ne imagino.
No traditional method.
Yes, no traditional method.
Yeah.
Kucha. Pono familia ta ipo. Kapu no sorry, para yo estoy ya. Este familia.
Este familia meta. Por
eso te ya po hacer eso. Gere, te aman de rongo. There's no victim of the state there. No. O no, ungero en monito si ponga angono. Date curo. O costa, yo no ir con güey. Ungero cuasi ye o aye meme, tofu si tomo yo guano. Ya cuñota aturamo. Ya aturamo mocana.
Yeah.
Aturamo the dream that we shattered.
Yes, the expectations also of the future.
That it too, I got no banga. You have to pay the parents in my hand the only to karatoke tarina like that. So man say I want boga to nini manzo. Shaka atungizaro oseo liyo. Yo shaka tuko katuso katusai. Shaka tusai to katusangaga. Katana haka mana ku katu like. Itomono inataka teke kagamina ka. No katira haka zubo po isandiro po. Okairira.
Yeah.
Mara moro angaru untu. Ay, atatara angaru ni. Mara kapunini mashirimbe ya kucha. Like, kucha. Hashimbe isha kuchite credit. Yo credit. Maro akurundu unomu ipetulapo.
Maina ndi ndira kufara?
Marito ifutire kwa ando toti. Oto ifutirepo. Mara kucha aramuni inakuwaniko. Ipewa uishaiki.
Mara aku opunane akuruntu ya mwem ha pitiririsane oshima shono ndeta tatura uno na wao mo mikuru minene ngeshinge ipaife tate kwedi. There are so many young people, especially the new ones that started working, especially the ones that can be in the government where kuna let's say kuhi. There are so many young ones that are taking loans for their parents. He okwaharo hauto itavuru kukara tahingo shikwa kwa shino en shike shakapitire peni en shike yino kwa pumbwa o shike and nando kwa shatine kucha itavuru akuruntu uhayage.
Owaturwa non timangako.
Eh, owaturwa ne non timangaka. Mara, oh, karunga kaji. Ngoto po pinni, woto po po pinta.
Kara, oi moshiri nengi kucha, oto si tirengini, akuruntu ya sacrifice everything.
But it's not sacrificing everything. How?
Ndigurumbere. Tashire nengi nyakuruntu ya sacrifice everything. Monti tuwani mbungu ina zontu mangala atala nikakuronga nukurongi ina haronga ngoo weho kanako.
Yeah. Ayem punu ponjo gana tungwe tengane. Bako itambo nwa endelele na imbo. Akala ye kutegere lako safari hui.
Akuruntu.
Yeah.
We need to recognize the fact ya kucha. Akuruntu simbolimwe ya sweat anga.
Yeah, they did.
When they sweat, we need in us sometimes to refund back. In a manner.
Yes.
So we think we're going to go and 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 go and
go
and go and go and go and go and go
O futo
lobola. Ya kwa nyama ni itako toka nwa ngobe inyai aiku sapoku he ya isi yeketa turapo itara kwa nyami kotwa ike ina ina hara kuka niso ngobe nyama ina rekoto itara ndiko mbwe
aku nimba ngini
kondo ngobe kwa ingani wakina
mara ndia mono kucha no kushike no kuteli ya telelela but okay
kondo ngobe ni hai ganja
yeah
o hai sine kondo njo no dino kugala kucha
detaliliwa nge shilidi
yes kwa nyama haa kanyo ngobe ngobe ni hai kwa tatu hapo ote ko tatu hapo ngobe kote kupo ngobe Nango benja de pewa ya itaifika. Yo kandi shiene kucha no kuka isiyo ewe kwa hii mwikunda za homos.
Ya.
Yengika kwa ngika ngote ke kupaido no. Tawa fatulula po ene yo is. Ma kucha are koto. Ma kute konto nga. Jona tatere. De nango bea ya macho taikana.
Ya.
Nango bea mbali no.
Na mba neka e kutere.
Na bata turabu.
Yeah.
Ya kwa nyama na anu hae. Eko tara kwa nyama na inongo bendishi. No.
Mana kwa nyama shita atere noho. Ongobe. Odhina kusa. Ya eno shi. Na shita konenge o shike waji. Nandoa edhika wedi peo milongo ntano. Ke humo kwa karo shita koko. Nenge o shita kono koko. Kwa ungo benja atela.
Na yungo. Kondonga oka.
No. Kondonga.
Kwa nyama ke kumwa ni kari
kwa shingo bereshe?
Etatere, takalja eriko nkiwi.
Tari emwe nungo be?
Eme, kwa nyo kaya munga ashta kaya mwenigo ita koni ndo shoko. Na chae, otanka tera nungo be de niko mako veni kashime. Aye.
Aina tu simane ni kenina onsiguru wakoro wa mwene wembo. Oko tatu practicing.
Tandiku rombele. Ngae ngoti katura kukwanya. Ngae kutera shindo mita mitere shponya.
Kuchetambe nyongo beni.
So, ngere ne unko nyama wazo noto tse anote utere membo. Jashu kwanya kashimu kwanya.
Ingo shingo bereshwe. No tenda yoye, no pati yoye, no marofu kwe. O pati yoye.
Ngae. Kita ramun kau ini kuka jangan, tante bosan ya. Nasi tu kau kau.
Mara, oshima shino mpano nduvite ko ngaa mpano ko ondopwa ala manoskola opo amonwilonga ondjoka nanale ndjono ndishi uvite because the parents also oyena ngaa kujajako mara akwetu akuluntu mbeya taalitha uunona wawo ondjo mponwe tugumwe putale mpono tate goye all of a sudden
sometimes, you have a reason. You have a reason.
Maro, sacrifice and guy or she read that it's responsibility. That is your responsibility as my parent.
Indeed, in my manage area, I could be a way or ya ran the stop of Mariko.
Yes, I should show Nakuninga Shashinga Kana Queen and Din Dila.
Eh, Marane,
Nandi Queen did a name with Landita Pongo Bedwe with the Oscora.
Wait, a woman that you're not on Ningi.
Yeah.
Wafara yon tungwati, ayo horo horo ara, inaipu momaliko. Neon tina yote na shaba.
Awete, ae, njono natu ye. Wow. No.
Wete,
kore kisho kore ka, eh. Oya pumbo maliko.
Maara wazi mba kucha, me kwa tafanomo. Hamburu kuzo uno na, then, and the migration start. Toka chofari na ipumba eri kongine ngontu warontu we proper
Mara tate kwezi ina we go back to I did not ask to be here and these are your responsibilities. I am supposed to be fed, I am supposed to be clothed, I am supposed to be safe, I'm supposed to be in a house that is shelter.
No,
no responsibility though inga umfari.
We cannot discuss that or dispute about it.
Kana, shanda mana kuhadera yota ita kuhadera wao mos.
Hawenda ti. Oteo ni, okaukwena akahadere na ina. Oteo ya noto inukireteo esa hii.
Othiari nenjo no, oeto apuera kwa nguina haa kukana ngere onjuhua, kai ukwena kaka ninga onjuhua, alfa njuhua mos.
Njuhua
yorera.
Cara, so se te ti o ka kwani aka kala ka bona ka kokoita ka ningonju kwande to alie ta kahada ke ni na ina ta kahada ni na ina taji naro yo kwa apinango ito buru eku kara ka na se waru ke we por ever an pono ne na go akoka o sina uno sina ku wanso to kutara ko ni So, five is to talk on ina kipumbwa kitare, it's a natural position, because you have a responsibility, also, to the parents. Yeah, I kaisando sino kukara, me siminiko, ta.
Mara, akuru, nto ta siminike, neta te kwezi, anto ta siminike.
Ta siminike, pa mwini, manako, to tura mama, pangwe. Na magin.
Tu mbili maruwa mame Toto haku chako she tu mangi Kwa shimi na shipu wako
Kwa mbili maruwa nangoo mangere kwa
ito Ae mpono mpoku usimbindika I understand Shashi knows
Ina shino shafasho Shato potisho yondu tasiminike Ye umwe ina sacrifice Kwa ye chanda
Yes
Yeah.
Of course.
ya sasi ini mainnya oh hujan simbol mana ko oh apa yang nasu akok aku tu sih memang ada problem oh kamu apa yang mana problem he no problem na mada mada kaca mana kaita kait
ya
barang gue sih akok orang dulu sih ada mada
ya
No go
home me banjo kwa rombo yanje kuchansa niwe nguya kena shaningira nje ke mhm
so those things ane yene hogona kwa mwina na tatega hapo sana
eh shango ina kuya mas kuninga ngo mwina yo shango ina kuya
tamwe tatikuru nge udiwe ya una ukato ngoro parunga angeja
shiri shiri
oh karungo yesi
Yeah.
What did you want to a whole one? We are Kishihore that is a most of the other day. Go to sing in Ponda. I don't know what you lose it or Ija. You could put only a potato homeboy to Ningeke, to Ningishke, to Paro, I use it.
Yeah.
Eh, Jobani? You don't need man, you don't need to be a take of Hogan and Dere. Una cuya con ganas no toca la raca.
Yeah.
Estoy tomando la última. Digo, ese une sin poner un grone.
Mmm.
Te toca la raca. O sea, it's obvious.
Yeah. Para
seguro acá, y me no oíste que era ningún.
Mmm.
No, jango te llame, no hay shida cuá. Ah, no.
We're just going for 5 minutes.
En goto cha, no hay. Ay, juego na no guacaraco.
Mmm.
Hai engano no taku toko antasu nas ke skere
ando jano
gati maningi ne ne ya
yeah
ngona ni mo mo di membar amena
mhm
oh odi di ndatu muja ngamuni mhm ya so ya so ne waningo ata taranga ku simbol mo si ko na ke shishi
mhm
ai On kuru mwana hondi ya zili pa mungu ndala zara kucha osho toni nginge hii.
Yeah.
Chase disiplina simoni mwetu wabu waka nangundi.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa imanera tupo kifano ndisho respect haike.
Yeah.
Awa mbone na Afrika nkea kara it's respect.
Mm-hmm.
Esho wete ne muni ini mjiji moshi wana ta ini mwa esunaneka sana kari kwe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chase ini mjiji ya ini mba usisha kucha o ini randu li uishaiki.
Mm-hmm.
Ningi o ishirando kutashika. So, mungaro ni mano. Ya. Ukucha alina kuwa nitoike. Ya. Ngeshibaisi muso oke wanambi na ya. Ayafanga ya ilbina asima na ikasho no. Tato shitara kama ni mama ikumbato gato.
Ya, inasimana that's why ita divorce. Inasimana that's why ita divorce shashantu a ningarini ma ono toti uwete kucha o masimboga mweshantu atuhoka na kokota o shondi shikatu ni mariwa yo hangonja yo kuambo mara opunanga ini maimwene wapungwa wa kusacrifice nga kucha shino shinaku ningwa nando tashiningirwa ne huno nande somewhere else o shinaku ningwa peite anta ayapenduka membo limwe Tajo sala dada unguro nene. Ta ino witness adha odhiri mbari oferente. Oferente ina denda nae monjokana. No hoto saini nwa konti nenda nae monjokana. Nenge monjokana ye ate kapo. Ndo ete oe tasha ina komba pira yoye. Ombangi yoye. Nde tamuiko kota. Nde omwamana.
Ah, se ene atuwe tunonti uro karo mwana wa. Ah, siko te gula nenane.
Ini mo ino ndiro man. Ini mo ino ndiro. Mara, I believe that. Let's at least try to preserve the cultural element around it.
Tara, wete, wete, mamare.
Yeah.
Una mafiasa tupoti, ako kanafani atu ni magumbo.
Yeah.
Ushucha yono laro foundation na, ya society.
Yeah.
Shaka haipo. Yena constitution is not wrong when they say the family is
family. Fundamental. Unit. Yes.
Yes. Mm. We had, or constitution is super obligation. The state, the government, and everybody, we have an obligation to protect the family.
Yes.
Mara, up to now, we didn't fulfill that constitutional obligation. Promise, no. And we are doing nothing about it. A divorce or that, but nobody cares because it's, government is making money.
Yeah. Nobody's out really concerned.
Out of divorce, the Pangaroa didn't mean Russia.
Of course.
So, the same way in Pangaroa, because apparently it's a victim.
Yes.
You see? So, now, I say, everything a government policy in Nicaragua could have been sent around the family. On your canoe in a hooker of him or ship. Kuninga. It was supposed to be a simple mathematics. Now, Nambane at Womagumbo, they were made, or a provision was supposed to be made to make sure that this family, they are intact.
Yeah.
I say I go to meet up on funny concept, I knew a baby mama and a single mother.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
No.
Side check.
Single mother.
Yes.
No.
Side check.
No. Side check. No. Side check. No. Side check. No. Side
Cohabitation.
No.
Mahono kuri very confusing a man. Kweta kucho ulina je. Ulina mkrukazi kwe nenga ulina girlfriend.
Gananga kukonda zengere kondara.
Eno.
Gananga kukonda zengere kondara. Ushiku jangaye. Gatu vuru kwa zae mokheri. Usikunde ino kapugango wa zae me kuro ngura kwashi.
Don't worry. Na mwakuhuri hapa.
Ae, ya tukanene. So, tako inakuwanto wa shoku witness nga mtu.
Yes.
Zee, tumufuko rorele. Adara, tumufuko rorele mokheri hii. O, kita hile. Ala, neta, tukufuko rorele. Shishani mwa meguru.
Yeah. You must believe both of the stories that I'm telling you.
Yeah, because I was there.
I have experience in both areas.
Yeah, I just suffer in a one person.
Yeah.
You go wait there, or my puka running, but you have to amend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so wait there, you really speak from sometimes experience. My society, I figure, I got what they got for.
Yeah.
In the easy. Or a punga, no, I mean, no, for most. Yeah, o constitution, eso vete o si me sale de China, o caro ship. Ahí se, o pleto a neo issue, by government, ¿no? O yo cano si me sipo, ya así, han futu a ringa, tini, guasi, que vete, no está muy como que estará. It's a simple thing.
Yeah.
But the problem,
Yes, you leave everything behind.
You leave everything behind.
Yes.
Part of the
Yeah.
So that is only a good linkage between church and the church.
Traditional.
That is the problem. We're talking about culture. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about gratitude. We're talking about the signs with Tate Kwedi tonight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. We're talking about the attitude of gratitude, and I'm waiting for Tate Kwedi to call back so that he can finish and wrap up that conversation. Yes, Tate Kwedi.
Because
I also feel that the Kwedi, there are various reasons why people disrespect others. There are various reasons why people and then after the wedding, munanga kandino kamwakea nde kuesta kuchokushazi pen. I believe that most of the even nokuyotekar punoka dinonga kamwe ake amongange, especially from the men's side towards the woman. And I believe that it is because the culture is not preserved. The culture was designed in such a way, right, to maintain the respect and the dignity between two people before they get married, while they are getting married, and after they get married. That is why you find people after a wedding, they say, kucha, kuna kule ka honoko twaliho. You know? Kucha, we went. Oyaliwa. You know? And stuff like that. But now when you eliminate culture, then you also invite the disrespect and the disregard towards one another. Shash, you know, one. Inikupango benga shijai. And two, inandija ekondo. It seems like it's such a silly thing. Cha okujane kondo ngero haro nyama to karanda go pick and pay mos. Nenge ko shop right ko you save. Right? But it's not the same. No ho ukari na tu yoteke ni. It is so that you can still get married. Shashino antu yamwe ohaya hurirara mu kuyoteka, then they see kucha otrukala sa matriya kana nine matriya kon gesi nai. Nani hashon daharangu. Nani inandin khara. Shashi oweshi mwana nari.
Kara, taise o tosi kire ngini. Mwati wa mbonto kukona kukayangope. Kukunie mwanoa. Nasi akatu ndeko. Ongobe ya yao. Koni mwana. Mwongono kwa jiasa kata pasi wako. Ayo matikura kanda nangere kana kira na kito ndongo. Ndongo sa nesashi. So, Here, also, Jaundu, Vita, Eskis, and Nako last minute, and the Beacana, the Mana Beavari.
Yeah.
I would try and hang on a yak on me ho, you will be taking a nap. Oponga aquí, mando que saca y nunca pone a ofendir, así algo que hacía con ima. Yo fui a dar aquí, o yo que tenía un carro sin municipio. Ahí fue, goto a Dion, tú. Monaren, dice, tú sabes, Jocana, obvia, está. Una grupo de acá, acá, necueta, acá te está, acá te quedé, pues, ya. Ya, país fene, tú nada, cupo, está, por eso, la economía, si lo escucha, the economy of the country should be at the position that every man can afford now to get married and protect his family
and provide.
The constitution of Haiti, yes, non be very Haiti, which the man is the head of the house. But if what is the mathematics? Apparently, you see that the man is no longer a man of the house. But if is a provider, or not stressa, young girl, like in the man of the canoe, and we don't. So, what? Si si eta tutti in me me o transition anel to ale kinga o ne te lo saca. Ai ne dimo da ja santa i di paga santa ni di che a ta 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 ku ka di di mestre
ka. Po puna no conversation ane ai happening ngampe. Upuno conversation na imwe ai happening ha. Nande, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it, that conversation that you get from elders before you go and get married, it holds a lot of water. That is, it holds so much water. Nando ukarene, mwahara kuiye, no shikene. When you think of that conversation, you will find another way kucha. You know what? Pamwena tuete mwavali. Eh, pamwena tuene ko counseling. Pamwena tuene ko shike. But it's not just as easy as getting out like right now.
Ofani pa te ikarane, fano kucha.
Yeah.
Angoste ya poina.
Yeah.
E parti di mo famiglia mo e
divorce is private, marriage is public. Why is like?
In terms of the constitution. How are you protecting? Constitution, the person who framed the constitution on that the article about the family. Everything should be centered around the family.
Yeah.
Ndeo family ne shidi po ya toto a ya toto angasho kukuji tota onza ni nongu kazi. Taya pa mwe eda itote wako bibirika kucho sano inga head of the house no shatu. Nara ba isa sa taro mo, ah, daga siya, di, di, ganda yung kwasi tinigwa siya ganito. Paiso ko to, di siya punufan ni concept, ah, eh, about the boy siya. Really, is that the conversation na? Kito akarane mo irongo si, di, di, we those conversation. Sa siya ba tari conversation na paiso di siya, ah, eh, about gender equality.
Yeah.
The boy chat, the girl chat.
Mm-hmm. But was there really an inequality in the first place? That is the question. Yeah.
Ngao tanyo mani ko hi. Ngo apuri eto si. Anong gote turongo? Aki suna arume tu. Ni na ko wani pa yao. Nu nona no maputulo. O nona. O mati ochi. Ano kita tu na tuka tu si. Uno ni na tu. Chawa tarafu bro dos concept. It's not us. Eh, ni me kenzo no zara ne punch.
Yeah.
Punch yo shirongo kwa tapu zine those concepts. Those were divided kwa arevu na kani. Ketu limeno kwa tatu rongo wa okureru unona. Uno ni natukara tu na mwini rongo. Aki ni natukara tu na mwini rongo. Arume ni natukara. Oh, hey.
Ah, wanu mbono po eam.
And that rongo wa who should be.
Antu mbono po eam.
Oh, man. Na perse non dungi tu zapata nwa shidi, about the boy child and that jaye ma. Wena ngo ununo na mani.
Umati.
Woi warongwa kuchi. Who teach you that? Where was that concept to show? Was that a leader issue? Chashi, there is something wrong with that you are omitting in the culture. That is not part of the, of our society today. Yeah? You create a problem, then you want a solution out of the problem you yourself that you created. Warandura, not discussing any person that we can know. I know constitution, I care. Chashi constitution, I share Opunangi, strategic plan. Una kukara uno shima shaa kutuwa action plan na mosu shima shita shituriso shima mirongo. Shaa nukatuwa de pombada peto imo mo action plan na otoro mba kucha de uya atakare la poshikirela nana.
Yeah.
Wete, tashi una ka Arizona vidi onsha mwambapuna kucha oima shisha turuapo.
Yeah.
Shirire pomora ABC. Oshike nana hapa miri kwa tuwa ita disposibility of the state.
Yeah.
Bara ne state ane hasi otunene yuko sutoshi na we ourselves did not interrogate to understand kucha what does it mean first shikana na na
yeah
the same way arangestoti no that maybe it's a sovereign state the way the sovereign okay people are thinking asking mungu jaya tashi tishike
no.
You just you think otashi chara kutara unoshironga kashitoshi na ngei we like that
yeah.
No, that
democracy.
No, democracy.
Yeah.
Name the democratic form on the name of democracy. What is democracy?
U democracy.
Yeah. Or definition?
Yeah.
Kapuno definition.
U democracy.
Okay. I equal. Okay. So, you're the chief embodiment. We didn't have really time for this simple thing. Things are just there. Mara, we are not.
Okay.
We are not. 5 or 30. Nengando me provision and tutala yo mambo mono. Tala yo mambo. Kakunangwa tarakucha. Let's make sure kucha all the married people first. They are the priority to get the houses. Me project lo mahum. No, nobody thinks of it. What go?
The single mothers.
Botoka madara kipinga tu ya hokane ya kalimunjoka.
Yeah. But there are no provisions made for them.
Yeah.
They're just like everybody else.
A provision must be given to the married couple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Because they are standing for what you believe in and what you want for your country, Mos. They are doing that. But then right now, we are most prioritizing single mothers.
Oh, yes. Esino manda shashine otan tikucha o yende kwali mawadi mokucha o constitution e ku obligation in which we fail to
tukona
tukona siko beje we did not talk about it but tutele kuya thinking in how we are going to incorporate it nende utara na nende mo o sike Monka, yo soy atarana en Guido, y Rubunare. O si tú vas de buscar a Uripomba, estás tú, o en Newton, en Viva, con un Gurgán.
Yeah.
Tengo, ahí es.
No. Tengo una poda con un tú.
Yo ves, y un bú, ahí por ganar a Pombra, dije, un longo no voy.
Por tu entingampo.
O moras que, ya sí, o sosay, yo te digo por ahí. No, no, que tengo ya yo un carro, te diré. Ya se escucha, o uno chanza. Yo jugara un hipo campeón, tu maíz. Dito hipo, pues tú. Un día de poco, no me acuerdo. Ahí no jugar. Yo este en me tengo, todo el mundo escucha. O hasta este. O family is meant to be together. Maro, todas las cosas, no curico gatino. Y un curgado curico lindí. And you call it a family.
Yeah. It's a family structure, that one.
Ah, no, that's not the family.
Why?
Yeah. On the panel, Poyata make a shop.
Poyata make it, yeah. You are Karane, Gillian, Arene, to be single for 40 years.
Ucharo, Jogana, Daichi.
Yeah, or Tanerwa Poyara, once a year, Ninga, once after 3 years.
Yeah, so you'll be the son. So you're going to have
Mutala, Nutala.
Mutala, Mutala. So, Pai de mano poder tocar mano gucha. Manguata ramo previous administration irumbo.
Yeah.
Shirumbo chawe te ta tembuzwa ni irongo ta inungurga diwe nuno.
They have to accommodate them. All.
Yeah, ma pai de chawe ta re provisional do de panger. Promotion is randomly like that. To a dion sane a promoto a eriko katima. Inungurga di ta mano posa ko lindi. Mara, constitution of IT, we need to, are we protecting the family like that?
No.
You need to, no. That's also a new year, Takarena go, Okagumbo, Yonkukadu, Takarena go, Honda. Like that.
Yes.
So, the mama, she put on to long with the DNA, you know, and Tadipagatana, so too, like that. These are issues. Ne? These are issues. Mara, constitution is very clear. Maswa kucha, in a tripura. So, Oshinagucha, we don't do debate in this country. Just even the constitution itself. The other time I was telling you, we have a Namibian foreign policy here. Who has taught Namibian foreign policy? No.
No.
Man, how can you be a citizen but you don't know the Namibian foreign policy?
There's no way.
So these are the problems. Just that to see, maro akaro society ikara na ilikojira. Teka na ilikoj. Tara nare shiwe tini me ilikoten. Chashi oche dido shirongo. Taja dino ba megumba.
Yeah.
The same. Kegumo kusisha. Everybody knows. Baifo tu no shirongo ni shino veta. Maranto veta kandish. Weshara. O caro pantiguro a caro, eta eidin moro vetando donena.
Yeah.
Marasaba a power. Yo hacho ya nasi ni nation ya. Tata me quiere curtir a sanajón, no está fieca de nadie con nasa, así que eso sí, masha, se comienza a fin.
Yeah.
So, ninguna apuidi, casi no mudo, está con una jamano, sacar a cuatro pendera.
Yo hasta la coneo, Nambuddi.
Yes. So, Ati problem eh liza le isho ano la tu
problem eskrimeta kwa psychiatrica ditakategele eskrimeta kwa psychiatrica takategele takategele rontu kumwe was having god difficulties in his life that get tegelela ne peife okwale ya ne ko ot occupational therapy classes. Mm-hmm. Eh, chitwamana ne mo klasa ya muna ne antu characters tate kwezi characters. Pife chitwaka ntuma poje jem umote ya tati mano shiki topi wa romba prio ku dokta ndi toka ya kwa tu penze. It was most now meant for people that really can't.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a norm. Yeah.
So mini mane mono ta tsi ai se inat ya tumo na tsiyo
ya we pura ni ntu kwe tumo na tarombo yon kwao ndate m
ya go tsi ni ona mi
so m
to ba wan de o uta da viturimo o the gap we have in this society.
Yeah.
We are in a society that have laws. But people don't understand the law.
Yeah.
Chashi oskoro that totwa. Kucha paisa anda hena eko skorandishi.
Yeah.
Koko ena ne kukarongwa.
Yeah.
Marini mita irong.
Yeah.
Wete ko?
Yeah.
Otani arongo ini meiri kokure. Chata apokora ngopote angansi sochi. Ayo apokoro vetei. So, shoshone otune concept of the what the name of concept of education private public and private.
Mm-hmm.
And shawa tara onjokono na otai kupo jokono na ipropo.
Mm-hmm.
Mara o awamba ehe na Africa is life.
Mm-hmm.
No manami dia ka aihe oyazamo private school.
Mm-hmm.
Ode ko kakunongwa o private school yata mika amembo.
Mm-hmm.
Shosho ete kakunontu arongwa au na saifu arongwa kukanda no kuronga no kuhango marofu geija no kutereka no kusima neka kurunti ni no mfarasano ni pashkeike muna gumba.
Mm-hmm.
Nda haa hongo miki ta hongo miki ni no shini no shotu no njoko no ini meka ni.
Mm-hmm.
Eshirongwa beni no kupurura eshirongwa kuchi yari yari mono masuwa u chio mono kupatu wota tatu ishike igandi yo mkita ningo ntungwa no mashisha no shike no kuhango marovu no shike eshirongwa kuchi.
Yeah.
And that is the process of life. Hii ni mando haya karitapu wa umwenye wa wamu mangiru mkai.
Yeah.
Mara ne paife no kumbondo danasha tu.
Mm-hmm.
Paife ne irumbo ne jano akara kutunga paife.
Mm-hmm.
O egumbo to tunguno onlopi. Toiko skora ukaro mwe mospa viti sino kufikira nasha tu ne nimatan.
Yes, no kutramo oshiki.
Torongwa, paife it's a public thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chashi, moambo nare itorongo montu kutungo oshiki. Ita kakuno skora kutungo ondo dayo mwiti.
Mm-hmm.
Ya kunosko la kukumi.
Mm-hmm.
Chashike kumo kuri private. Harunga mekumo private. Kuri mo private school.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. So, you are doing a guy shishkucha o public education and jia.
Yeah.
Jia oyato mbae nuunongo.
Mm-hmm.
Anto mbae nuunongo ka ushike kuya kwa.
Mm-hmm.
Society ndia hudazi anto kono kwa ya kusa. O ate andi pagere paro nsikuruwa karonga shi anti ya lieni ta hitapo ta angabe kaa kubuka hairo ngelewe.
Yeah. Ewa tatekwa ni bye.
Okay.
Ewa.
Ciao.
Just a take a break.
Yeah?
A take a break.
Love a bargain? Then get all your essential products for just 599 Namibian dollars only, and you save. 5 kilogram nice rice, 10 kilograms of Champion Super Maize meal, 10 kilogram bag of Marathon white sugar, 10 kilogram bag of Bokomo fed cooked flour, 500 gram grande pasta, and pay just 599 Namibian dollars. Only up to Sunday, the 7th of July. You save, I save, yes, we all save at You Save.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in...
Eh, waneta te kwezi ngonga kone?
Eh, ndeja haraku ngonga kukucha.
Yeah.
What we all need to understand, ha?
Mm-hmm.
Kukuchara, uwe ni pesi sa tupo pinge.
Yeah.
Owa dominating wako shima, sa shitano kucho market.
Mm.
Yo market o ina alini miji yaji.
Mm.
Demand and supply.
Mm.
Monare, mo society, to shicha market was not there.
Mm.
Ne?
Mm.
Dashi, monare,
mm-hmm.
Kehumwe is a producer.
Mm.
A supplier is a producer.
Mm.
Kehumwe nare ha producer, arongi, o producer nguntungu harongi ni maemweni. Arongi kuja emweni?
Mm.
Deni, kwatero wa emweni?
Mm.
Nega meno ja emweni. Wete ho? Security was on the person.
Yeah. There was nothing that was actually bought. Your own weapons? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On dip,
no.
Mm-hmm.
Oshini. Omahini ngerota veri pone, ili maiganga, sharing with.
Mm-hmm.
Machiningera no genji tanto asunda tapi wasai.
Mhm. Oh my God.
There was nothing like.
There was nothing that was bought.
There was no market.
Mhm.
Market was not exist.
Mhm.
Let's be honest.
Mhm.
So to wait yumbushi to concept a market mushirongo.
Mhm.
O eno kuhana gora pumanga the producer.
Mhm.
The supplier.
Mm.
That chain, that value chain that you have.
Mm.
Upon okay, umokunet lage, umokunongo bege, umokuniko mbokunongo kwa. What the go? Kegumata front, mawe mime, kegumoko, kusho iwanga shokupanga.
Yeah.
They have to destroy that.
Mm.
Yo, opone tepo, o shike, imasasita no kucha, o demand.
Mm.
And to say, I get it on a co-producer. That's a demand. Could that I say, oh, you're a producer? That's a carame or demand. Or consumer. Aaron, you see. Or part of Carapuno market. Shall it to market? Then there must be a demand and supply. So, I say, ne, has it been a pendant in motor machine?
Mm.
And this is a problem that you do have. There was not a transition period yet. Here, that we more. Chachawambo pay for Sigo pay for Tako Jitara, eh?
Yeah.
Okukarake woman in it.
Hmm.
Maraka Shikucha, Limujum Masiku, Okucha, Koka Kupuka.
Yeah.
Nasushirongo Shakamba Pirumbu, or Faramanga.
Hmm.
Nderesha Kapupane, eh? Opo?
Hmm.
Hey.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's
a problem.
She.
No, nyamani kwa shiki kwa kwa kendo. No, uliko sukwala no shatu ime kendo. Therefore, anafaramu ena wakara edi kwi.
Hmm.
Andu yidiri. Shosho ete nongere kashi ato to. Shaku tu atu na aganze.
Hmm.
Ishike ini mambina? Iganjwa.
Mm hmm.
No shipeni inima ishike. Shawa imo mbibeni ate aja agaya no mavinyu.
Hmm.
Iganjwa na kata alimi maliwa.
Yeah.
Umagini nyuni kwa shikeni ni zinda kwa tashi tinga ipi. Chashon sita uhareli mongereka.
Mongereka yeke nembo.
Tapu iki no mikundu teni.
Yeah.
Baife ngere kwa karonga ngutaka tapu iki no mikundu teni mongere kochi.
Exactly.
So therefore kuna kukaramo ma kwa kumbu kuja. Kujone ni kuna
umupare. Yes, umuna you have to support the pastor.
This is the basic.
Basic.
So, paife niye, senatango, tohara kukara everything.
Mm.
Marina, tuyongye kucha. Paife tuneni ita kukonja, tusune kutwali, ndeni tatusuna kwa tuhe tukara na paramu.
Mm.
Iyo masana animona.
Yeah.
Mm. Otuna kusuna kutukare tunasea wana, yae tumoyoshi wana, o eno masa, ni imuna. Taiguru kufidinga.
Mm-hmm.
Oshiwana.
Mm-hmm.
Nderita tukara yabini mo sistema, eh?
Yeah.
Se otara arongifi.
Mm-hmm.
Ali, okonzuma.
Mm-hmm. We also want to be producers.
Otate arutu mwa. Sa ashiho akuzi ikuja.
Otushi kwa. Sa
kwa pata.
Mm-hmm.
Sa kwa pata.
Yeah.
Opo. Se shawete... Antu ya dikwa paife, ita ija kwa isida ya liwa nongo shikishiki. Ndere, antu unotan kemenara no maholi ni no presa omboro.
Mm-hmm.
Ita ija kwa sida ya liwa, inasa ngini no omboro. No,
eh.
Inasa no omboro to sa showita no mashikishiki ya aizu ya ne, no maholi ngan longi takazu ya.
Yeah.
Ma ngere, wapuro kuche, kapuno ngwambo to adata kofrena kucha ae, eh. Oshikwiro shino ndiru.
Ikuwa ino ndiro maskungano, man. Onta kwa ino ndiro, man, mostola.
Onta kwa ino ndiro, ndere.
Ukutu, man.
Awe, ita kwa tayo ningito ndiro, piti na tayo ningo ndiro morosuka. So, ese tikro mwe kucha, ongu ambone mwe mpura kucho shkwiro sininga. Ngayi tani kufuju?
Ae.
Kesish?
Ae.
Kesish? Nene ngwe mpura kucha, ae, o shako, o rata ije ini nga, kushishi nga siri kucho, ine seremeo no wantendi, no wantendi wa. Mara sawe mpure kucha, operation yano iku atela kwa shiki.
Yeah.
Keshishi?
Hmm.
Eji.
Shishi.
Mara siri mungwe mpura kucha, oka shako kotopsko, oke nande si, efele nando kudine nga, ini mandono.
Hmm.
Dawa pura kucha, omorashiko presa iringa.
Because of transportation, because of the product, because of the packaging, because of Nenge?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Production cost.
Production cost.
Production cost, not transportation cost.
Yes.
No packaging, no shatu. No taxi, no shatu. No vet. No utility cost.
Yeah.
O utility cost akucha ekharane momo na stora stora
ifutu no yes
na nironga afutwa no sekuwo like that na teki ya afutwa o shonete ya popo para esa chanya. Now when you at school unana taurongwa ne ini maye product nende arongwa ne ini manzono kucho para esa adi turako ne ini na wane propa gira adi ae dirongwa ne oshike ni yae, that knowledge yae, urugurongi suwa. Ke product ambi, haturongi teniko wapu.
Yeah.
Shosho wango eto mwamba burugutura mawa, vigeri gata nome nita japurulo. Leni mpambi taizi mwaka ishika inungu shinu. Taka manama anende,
ola tambali.
Yeah. Haa nombu rina hilo ka. Kikaje shio, tarongu amonsu.
Yeah.
Tarongu amonsu.
Mm.
So eso este no mahangu se garonga, usucha no goma hangunengo gokosirongo no goko kuno makutina o mumanyali fatan.
Yeah.
O mumandi adoko logo makuti o dino nene, dino logo sirongo matoga.
Yeah. Gatok.
Ah, mara le chao andora taya y ya. Kuchio mbia muy longo, kuchio mbia. Is the same.
Yeah.
Omoraji. So she had to see that erong jet in a hotel in Ingrid to have she that you don't must be that correct.
Yeah.
And that you don't get any kilo machine, I got a fish. Dan ba ku koreke ne. Mm. Tu koreke ta. Si go. Eta kara tu no tu so frasa si kuiramos.
Si si. E valete te kuedi.
E ita tu man.
Ita tu man. E wa.
Nga hai to stopa ta jugando po to.
Ehe, te de mana ko. You are a natural born speaker.
Yeah, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the man up.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Shiri, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the attitude of gratitude, and we were having a deep conversation with Adekwede where we outlined everywhere. Now, the initial conversation was around gratitude, but everything leaps into each other. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Before we have our little moment where we're listening, please take note that Media Eagle Media House does not claim ownership of anything that is played. It is simply for illustration purposes.
Talk about, you know, changing things about your life or changing anything about your life. What is the most basic thing that you kind of talk about? Okay, so I think, can I say we talk about choices, right? When we talk about how my, you know, the reason why I'm here today is because I have made certain choices in my life, and that has kind of made me a public figure and made me successful to a certain extent. And that's why I'm standing here talking to you about how do you flip the script. And my first point, and the point of this whole, the topic that I'm actually going to speak about today, is freedom of choices. How many of you sitting here actually think you truly have the freedom to choose? Can I have some hands? Can I see some hands in the air? Whoever thinks so? Yeah, you guys think you're truly free to choose everything about your life at every point? Yeah? Yes? No? I'll talk about me, okay? I personally think, I truly believe that I'm absolutely free to choose everything in my life. So when I say everything, okay, I'll take a few examples and tell you how this idea of choice kind of works, okay? So do we choose our parents? Do we choose our parents? Do the parents choose us? We don't choose our parents, okay? We don't choose our siblings. We don't choose our relatives. And we all know how tough it can be living with them, dealing with them on a day-to-day basis can be, right? Secondly, okay, now I'll talk about success. I believe success chooses you. You do not choose success. Yeah? So success, I also say, is actually a fluke. It can or cannot happen to you. It may or may not happen to you. On the other hand, what you do choose is excellence. There is something in 3 Idiots about, you know, pursuing excellence, right? And not success. Am I right about that? Do you guys remember? And I completely agree with that, okay? Now let's talk about, you know, all of us have certain passions in life. There are things we just love doing. Like, I love acting. So I didn't really choose my passion. My passion chose me, but what I did choose was, I chose to pursue that passion. And that's the reason I'm standing here today. Okay, and so while I was talking, going back to your parents and your family and all of that, while we do not choose our parents and our families and all of that, what we can choose and should choose is our attitude towards them. So attitude is completely and always a matter of choice. I know you have heard this before, maybe a million times, but trust me guys, it's true to the T. Attitude is the greatest choice you have, and you have to make changes and choices about your attitude towards everyone and everything around you every second of your life. I'm going to talk a little bit about my, you know, and the kind of house I grew up in, all of that. Now, my dad was in the Navy, and while, you know, so I was growing up, and in second standard, I decided to play badminton, and my parents allowed me to pursue that. So I was given a choice to pursue it. When I grew up a little more, while I was in school, and I loved badminton so much, I was free to choose sports over studies most of the times. Wow, my parents allowed me that. When after 10th I had to choose a stream for myself, I'm like, okay, it's going to be science. My parents allowed me that. After 12th I wanted to do whatever. I wanted to do BMS, Bachelor's in Management Studies. My parents allowed me that. After that, I'm like, you know what, I think I want to act. I want to pursue acting as a career. My parents allowed me that. And years later, I said, this is the guy I want to get married to. And I was allowed that too. So while it seems like, you know, wow, I have had a life full of, you know, my parents were amazing. They still are and they always will be. I was allowed choices at the macro levels. What I didn't have. You know, it's this freedom of choice that I talk about. It is a concept that has come to my understanding and realization very, very recently. I would say about 2 years. So while it's a very new concept to me, while growing up, I didn't even know that I had a choice to actually choose all along, not just these major decisions of life, which seems like they are life-changing. Yes, they are. They kind of decide, you know, your life path at a very macro level. I don't know what other word to use for it. But I'll tell you what really matters. What really matters are those choices, those small choices that you make every moment on a daily basis. And that, I will come to what is the most important choice you have. I'll come to that later, but again, I bring to your notice the word attitude, right? Talk about freedom. What also comes with freedom is, anybody? Responsibility. Very, very right. With great freedom comes great responsibility. And trust me, the freedom to choose is a huge, huge, huge freedom. And with that comes an equally huge responsibility to choose correctly. Now, what do I mean by choosing correctly? I'm sure of this because whatever I'm going to say now, I'm quite sure of this when I say this, that most of you think like this because I have all my life till 2 years back, I realized that no, there is another way of being. I can choose whoever I want to be, whatever I want to be. I think we are all made to believe that whatever we are born with is what we will die with. So a lot of people believe that, you know what, I'm born a certain way, with certain traits, with certain qualities, with certain characteristics, good, bad, and ugly, and this is how it's going to be till the end of my life. But I have news for you. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all. Why? Because you have the freedom of choice. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, you have the freedom of choice at every single step of your life. You know, and by the way, we are all choosing, mostly unconsciously, sometimes subconsciously, and rarely, very, very rarely, consciously. So that's the only difference. But we are all choosing all the time. So coming back to how, you know, let me tell you that how many of you think you kind of know who you are? Anyone? Okay, we have a few people who think they know who they are, okay? Now this idea of this is who I am, it sounds amazing. It sounds so spiritual and so like, oh my God, you know who you are? I don't. I really don't know who I am. Why? Because most of the times, who you think you are, what you think you are, is not your own definition. To begin with, it's made of all those ideas put in your head, again, consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, by people around you, your parents, beginning with your parents, teachers, your friends, you know, everybody in your society. They just fill you with ideas of who you are, which is again based on their ideas of who you should be or who they are. So it's all so messed up that it's nothing but ideas and conditioning that we start making, putting together and think and start believing from a very early age that this is who we are. But you're not. So every time you have a choice to make, every time you have an opportunity, I consider every choice, whenever you are put in a spot of choice, I see that only as an opportunity for you to go beyond who you think you are, but actually be who you really want to be. And that will take some work. That will take a lot of work. Because we are all living in our comfort zones. It's very comfortable to just go with what my parents think about me, what my husband thinks about me, what my friends think about me. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think it's, maybe this is who I am. What really takes work is to take the responsibility on your shoulders for creating step by step, moment by moment, the person you really want to be. And that is very scary. You know why? Because the choices of that are limitless. You cannot put it in a box. It's not like, oh, I have 10 things to choose from. You have the universe, you have the world to choose from. You can be who you want to be, who you don't want to be, every second of your day. And when I talk about this, the most micro level at which, you know, when you start, suppose you take my, whatever I'm sharing with you today, a little seriously, and you start thinking about this, and you become slightly aware of, you know, next time you are put in a spot of a clear choice. You know, initially, it will be difficult for you to really see the chances you are getting to actually choose for yourself. Because, as I said, we are used to very macro choices. Even to go to a restaurant and say, you know what, I think I want to eat Chinese, no, maybe Indian. Even that's a choice, right? And you're making it very, mostly very unconsciously. Why? Because it's based on what your mind is used to, what your taste buds are used to, what you like, what do your senses enjoy. So it's something like, it's as simple as if you really had to make lifestyle choices, if you really had to just become healthier, you know, than the little unhealthy you, you will be making those choices one after another because you have a goal. You want to be healthy. So it will no more be about, this is what I want to eat. It will be about, this is what I need to eat. So from once, the list of which is unending, your life will start, probably start coming down to what you really need. Yeah, so when I'm talking about the most, you know, which is the first thing that we all should be working on, but it kind of will come in the end because it's so micro, it's so intangible that once you are done with the tangible stuff, once you're done making choices, you know, for the tangible stuff, you'll kind of start moving down the ladder and you'll come to the base, and the base is made of thoughts. Some of you must have heard about this, how powerful thoughts are. And again, it's very scary. It's very scary for me. And the thing is, the more you start being aware of how much of a choice you have every second, the more scary it gets. Because now, you don't have anybody to blame. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame your teachers. You can't blame your friends. You can't blame your girlfriends, boyfriends. You can't blame your bosses, the politics, the government, the society, the nation, maybe your dog. You have nobody to blame. And that, while that should empower us, it actually should. Imagine, we keep talking about freedom of this and freedom of that. When you really have freedom, which doesn't need to be given by anybody else outside of you, we will tend to shy away from the responsibility of it, the burden of it, because it is a huge responsibility. Okay, so now while we talk about choices, there is a debate always, right, about free will and fate, right? And we all kind of get stuck in, but how much is written and, how much I have a choice, over. So, and again, I'm not going to get into this whole free will and fate debate because I haven't been able to figure that out completely myself as well. But I feel that, so your fate is like something, where some things are set, those major, posts of your life are kind of set. Your free will is the choice I'm talking about. Free will is something that completely explains itself. Free will. You are free to will whatever you want in your life. And having said that, I am going to go back to the attitude part. When this TEDx thing came to me, a small example, and I was like, okay, I was in the middle of other things and all of that. And I was like, okay, I'm supposed to speak, like stand on stage and speak in like front of how many ever people. That doesn't sound like a great idea because you know what? I am better at like an interactive session, like a question answer session. I can't like sit down and write on a topic, like school days and whatever. So I was like very resistant to it because I'm like, karu, nahi karu. And then I just, so I'm going to come to a point once I've told you the story. So, and I said, you know what? Let's do it. Why? Because there is something that I'm scared of. Because there is something that I'm resisting here. Again, question answer thing is my comfort zone. You ask a question, I'll answer it. And I'll answer it so well. But this is kind of new for me now. So the moment I caught myself resisting something or being scared of something, I said, now I need to do this. I just need to do this to be able to get over it, to go beyond it. And that's exactly what is happening right now. I feel so comfortable standing on stage and talking to you guys. And after I go from here, I'm going to be like, bring it on. Whoever calls me for a speech, to stand up and talk, I'll be like, yes, let's do it. So when I talk about this, because I'm speaking about a very important thing, which is fear. Now, you know, love and fear are pretty much the two things we operate our lives on. We either choose out of love or we choose out of fear. Every time you are put in a spot where you have to make smallest of the choices and biggest of the choices, start with smallest. It'll be easier, you know, when you are facing your fears, facing resistance. Small is a good idea. So whenever you are put in a spot like that, think. Firstly, see if you're coming from a space, why are you choosing this and not choosing that, or vice versa? And what are your reasons? Are you coming from love? Are you coming from fear? And if you are coming from fear, and if you give it a little more thought and think about, okay, this is who I am today. This is who I am right now. Do I want to be someone else? Do I want to be something else? Do I want to be better than who I am right now? And do I want to make a choice based on that decision? And if the answer is yes, look into that fear. Where is that fear coming from? Where is that resistance coming from? And if it does really scare you, I would really suggest, most of the times, you know, after, of course, as I said, you know, if it's your choice, try and go into that fear. Because the moment you look the fear in the eye, it magically disappears. You will feel stronger, braver, freer. And talking about also bringing an attitude of gratitude. It's really an attitude. While you have everything, or while you think you don't have anything, just bringing in that attitude, which is again a matter of choice. If you have the attitude of gratitude towards everything you actually have. And trust me, when you really sit down and start counting your blessings versus what's not right in your life, I think it's, you know, the blessing score is going to just be much more than the other part. So start counting your blessings, choose an attitude of gratitude, and just by being more aware of how much freedom you have actually to choose, create yourself, create the world around you, little by little, step by step, and just be a better version of yourself every single day.
Wonderful. So it is all by choice. This attitude of gratitude that we are trying to cultivate, it is all by choice. We have to choose. Intention. We have to be intentional about the things that we want. So if we want to have an attitude of gratitude, then we have to be intentional about being grateful. Right?
When I was a child, I had many ambitions. I wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer. I even wanted to be an air stewardess. But as I grew older, as it happens to most people in their teenage years, these ambitions slowly faded. And when the time actually came for me to decide on my career pathway, my parents suggested medicine. I did see it coming, seeing that my father is a doctor himself. But to be honest, I was not really up for it, because I saw the long hours my dad worked and how he used to disappear from church service and family gatherings to go to the hospital that I thought to myself, this is not the kind of life I would want to sign up for. So I struggled with the idea of pursuing medicine for quite a while, until one day when I had a heart-to-heart talk with my mom, she took my hands, looked me in the eye and said, you know, I think it's good to be a doctor. It's good to help others. But at that time, I didn't know what she meant. I mean, isn't that what doctors do? Save lives? I could not visualize what the impact of a doctor was, what it meant for society and for myself. But at the age of 17, I knew I was too young, too naive, and I think I was too lazy to make any big decisions on my own. So long story short, I listened to my parents, and off I went to medical school in Russia. Years went by, things were good, until one early morning in November 2008, when I received a text from my dad. The text read, please arrange to come home as soon as possible. Mummy is not doing well. Now, I knew my mom had cancer. She had undergone radiotherapy, 2 surgeries, and was in the midst of her chemotherapy. I had just spent my summer holidays at home a couple of months back, and she did seem all right at that time. I could not fathom what I had just read. Being a medical student, I understood illnesses, disease progression, but yet when it came to my mom, I suddenly could not comprehend how things could change so drastically in such a short period of time. My mind was a mess. I had exams coming up, classes to go to, lectures to attend. Nevertheless, I bought my tickets and I was on the next flight home. Upon arriving at the hospital, my emotions were all over the place. My mom looked so thin, so frail, and so pale that it broke my heart to see her that way. I am the eldest amongst 4 siblings, the youngest, who was only 10 at that time. So I tried to remain composed, but I think I was the most emotional amongst all of them. Days went by, and we knew her time was near. One day, when we were alone in the hospital room, she took my hands and looked at me with her weary eyes and said, please study hard and be a good doctor so that you can help others. I wish I could live long enough to see you graduate, get married, and have kids. I can still hear those words very clearly in my head until today. She passed away on the 14th of December, 2008. I graduated 2 years later in 2010, returned to Kuching, and started my career as a doctor. But the second death I witnessed during my first few days as an intern was a painful reminder of her demise, and I was close to tears. It was tough because she was the one who encouraged me to do medicine from the very beginning. And now that she was gone, I felt like I had lost my sense of direction. But I told myself to suck it up, because this was going to be part of my daily life as a doctor. And the only way I knew how to adapt was to build a wall around me, barricading myself from all emotions and only choosing which ones to let in. The adapting went well, and I thought I was getting better at my job. But I kept having this sense of emptiness in me. Being a doctor was supposed to be rewarding. Yet it became just a mundane job which paid my bills. Yes, of course, I helped others. But the trade-offs were my own emotions. I had lost most of my ability to empathize with others. However, all of this changed when I was introduced to a group of volunteers from REACH, which stands for Rural Expeditions Assisting Community Health. I found out that they go on voluntary medical mission trips to the interior villages in Sarawak, like Baram, providing primary and preventive medical and dental care. Not long after that, Sister Christina asked me if I would like to join them on one of their trips. At that time, I had heard about Baram before, but to me, it was just another village in the interior of Sarawak. I was a little hesitant at first. I mean, growing up in Kuching, a comfortable city, going to a place like Baram seemed like a bizarre idea to do. And why would I go so far just to treat patients when I'm already doing that every day? And if I were to go anywhere, I think it would be to get away from work. But I gave that thought a thorough consideration. And somewhere, somehow, deep down inside of me, I knew that I needed this experience. I needed this experience to learn how to feel again. I needed this experience to teach me how to be human again. And so I embarked on my first ever journey to Baram in June 2015. After about 8 hours on logging roads, we arrived at the quaint little village called Long Pakan. The sun was bright, but the wind in our faces took away the heat. I saw children standing in the row on the patio of their wooden houses, smiling shyly at us. The adults came to greet us and offered to carry our belongings into the house. I switched off my cell phone, as there was no cell phone coverage over there. It was like a whole new world, totally different from the city I grew up in. We were welcomed like guests, and in return, we provided free medical and dental services to the villagers. The villagers had little access to medical and dental care due to financial and also logistic limitations. We ran our clinics at any open space given to us. We diagnosed and treated many different medical conditions, performed tooth extractions, and also taught them the basics of good personal hygiene. We listened to their stories and problems and offered assistance in any way that we can. The villagers admitted that they didn't have much to offer, yet they welcomed us with open arms and such warm hospitality that it spoke volumes of the way I looked at my own life before this. We slept in their houses with holes in floorboards, cobwebs in every corner, sometimes having to pitch our tents to shield ourselves from insects and mice. One day, a villager told me, "I have run out of medication. The flying doctor could not come due to bad weather." And it was then I realized how many times I and so many others have taken the privileges we have in the city for granted. It was then I realized how much these villagers needed our help. And it was also then I decided that I would return. Since then, I have been on multiple trips to Baram, and I cannot help but notice the vast differences in urbanization in our country, in our very own state. We have high-rise buildings in big cities, good transportation, clean water supply, and round-the-clock electricity supply. But somewhere, many miles away in our very own state, there are people who are being deprived of their very basic needs. Their water source would be from the rivers nearby or gravity-fed. Electricity was not guaranteed, and a generator would be run if needed. Food would be catch of the day, wild boar, deer, monitor lizards, or fish. The kids would usually run around barefooted with dirt and grub on their clothes and faces. In another village, a girl came up to me and said, "Can you please come to my house and see my father?" It was an elderly man who had been having diarrhea and vomiting for the past few days. He lied on the floor of a stuffy room with only a thin mat beneath him. And as we attended to him, flies buzzed around. After administering some fluids and medication, we told him to rest and that we would come and see him again the next morning. The next day when we woke, he was already up and about with a huge grin on his face. His daughter ran up to me, grabbed my hand and looked at me and smiled so widely at me as a sign of gratitude. I then tried to count the number of times I myself had smiled so widely for something so simple. And to my disbelief, it was very difficult. I then learned a very hard truth, which was my lack of gratitude. I realized how easy it was to take the things we have for granted because we have it so easy that we fail to be grateful for all the things given to us. And after that life-changing trip, I realized my outlook on life has changed. I was happier, more appreciative, and I complained less. The journey to get to that point was tough. The journey to Baram itself was tough. Being in a different and totally unfamiliar environment was tough. Yet, it was those experiences that taught me the simplicity of life, how to be grateful for all that we have, to not just whine and complain, because somewhere in our very own state, there are people who have it worse than us. I recall the first dinner I had in Baram when I observed my surroundings carefully. Broken floorboards, mattresses in a corner rolled out only for bedtime. The buzzing of insects accompanied by the occasional howls of the dogs. The toilet was a small hut about 100 meters away outside the house. How could anyone live here? I thought to myself. And then I heard my mom's voice in my head. She said, "It's good to be a doctor. It's good to help others." And it was only there and then did I understand what she meant. Thank you.
The attitude of gratitude. Ladies and gentlemen, we're hearing what others are saying about gratitude and why we should be grateful and their experiences. So the last one that we're going to listen to, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be gratitude within schools. Why we should teach gratitude within schools.
Have you ever wondered what your life would be like if you were happier? Even just a little happier. How would that change your day-to-day life? Your job performance or your relationships with your loved ones? Here's my real question. What do you think the world would be like if we were all a little happier? We're trained to believe that our happiness is dependent on our circumstances, and that's not completely true. We're constantly looking to the future for our happiness, saying things like, "When I make more money, then I'll be happier. When I get a new job, then I'll be happier." What if you could be happier now, despite your situation? It may surprise you to learn that there are a number of simple techniques that could help you accomplish this goal, one of which is gratitude. Now, when I first learned that gratitude was one of the key components to happiness, I was skeptical. What you don't know about me is that I have been chronically ill for over a decade. And for the first 6+ years of that, I was mostly bedridden and in excruciating pain every minute of every day. So when I read in the midst of this that I should just be more grateful, I was like, seriously? For what? My life and dreams had been ripped away from me at the age of 18. I was in constant agony. and with no diagnosis at the time, there was little hope that I would ever get better. So what could I possibly be grateful for? Except my parents were taking care of me, keeping me alive. My siblings. My cats. I suppose the roof over my head and the bed beneath me. Blankets keep me warm. Things like hot water and indoor plumbing, those are nice. Eventually, the ability to draw, food, water. It turns out, despite being in one of the worst situations I can imagine, and beyond what I could ever explain, to the point of being suicidal, I still had a lot to be grateful for. The trick is to look. The more you look daily, the more you're actually retraining your brain to search for the positive things in your life, and the less you'll focus on the negative. Every morning, I acknowledge at least 10 things for which I'm grateful. The more I started doing this practice, the more I noticed my happiness levels increasing. Nothing in my situation had changed. And yet, the grim prospect of never recovering didn't seem as formidable. The thought of never going back to school, never having a job, never being able to live a normal life, didn't weigh on me constantly like it had before. Now, here's the thing. I keep wondering what it might have been like if I had learned this technique growing up, instead of having to figure it out the hard way as an adult. Would my illness have been so debilitating? Would my anxiety and depression have been so severe? What about other simple techniques for managing things like stress, anxiety, and depression? There are a lot of them. Things like meditation, or how much a walk can help with anxiety, or nature, breathing techniques, or creating art. If I'd learned these from childhood, I think I would have been better armed against the many challenges life has thrown me. I wouldn't have had to retrain my brain. Unfortunately, it's incredibly common for people to start struggling with their mental health at a young age. I was only 8 years old when I first started suffering from the symptoms of depression, and of course I wasn't prepared. So here's another question. Could I have been at least a little bit better prepared? These tools should be a part of our education. Education shouldn't just be about academics. It should be about preparing us as human beings for adulthood. It's time to start helping our youth manage their mental health in a more proactive way. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, teaching children that young, even kindergartners, about mental health may be a little bit beyond what they should be learning. I understand. But learning how to practice gratitude, learning simple breathing techniques for when they're feeling stressed. These are things we can teach our kids from a young age and then develop that education over time to incorporate more. If we all learned and practiced these techniques, I think we'd be amazed at how much happier our society could be and how much of an impact it could have on the climbing rates of things like anxiety, depression, bullying, incarceration, addiction, and suicide. So let's start now. Tomorrow morning when you get up, I want you to name 10 things for which you're grateful and encourage your friends and your children to do the same. If we all did even this one thing daily, not only could we be happier as individuals, I think it could help change our society for the better. Thank you.
Great news! Imper just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imper? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. If you've just joined us, we are chilling now in the next 4 minutes. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we've been talking about the attitude of gratitude and how far the attitude of gratitude actually goes within our day-to-day lives and what are the impacts that gratitude has and also how the stories turn from gratitude and into the norms and the cultures and the perspectives of which our people should view things and embrace things and go through things, right? It's all a choice. Now, when we talk about the attitude of gratitude, right, it is a conscious decision to focus on to focus and appreciate the positive aspects of life, both big and small, rather than dwelling on the negative. It's a mindset that involves regular expressing thankfulness and recognizing blessings, which can lead to increased happiness, improved mental health, and strong relationships. So basically, it's a conscious decision that we as individuals make. It is a decision. It's a choice. It's a choice to wake up every single day and choose to be grateful for the things that you do have. It's a decision that you make. It's a decision that you must honor. So you make yourself this promise and then you honor this promise or you honor this decision that you're making, right? And you go through with it. What it does is if you started off with two things that you're grateful for the day, and then tomorrow it's four things and then five things and then six things and then 1,000 things, right? What happens is that it increases or improves your life by allowing you to become more happy, because if you notice the things that are actually going right and are actually going in your favor and are at a benefit and are at the all-time high, right, then every single day you're noticing them, then eventually, right, you come to a point where the small that is not going your way, or the small that is negative, or the small that is considered to be a bit dark, right, is something that fades within the background. It's like a slow fade. It says fades within the background, and eventually you feel better, you know, and it helps you with your mental health, because one thing, you know, I don't like the term mental health, right? We must just talk about. One thing that I've noticed also with cultivating an attitude of gratitude, right, is that if you are constantly talking about positive things that have happened to you, then the negative self-talk stays away to some degree, because how can you come in with negative self-talk of I'm useless if, right, you have gratitudes that are sitting at 10, like, oh, I'm grateful for the laptop that I have. how'd you get the laptop if you're so bad, you know? How did you just, nobody really gets anything when they're bad people, you know? And okay, so I'm grateful for the breath that I'm breathing. There's no space for negative talk because it is such a big deal that you're still here. And it is such a big deal that so many big things and so many wonderful things happen to you. And if you can be grateful for the wonderful things that happen to you, we take so many things for granted, you know? We take other people's love for granted. We take other people's time and kindness for granted. We take other people's, we take other people's efforts as obligations. And that in itself is ungrateful. So if we can recognize the few people that are there for us, You might be down and under and you think you've got nobody, but there's somebody that's bringing you food every day at your room. They, even though you're not supposed to be eating in the room, there's somebody that knows that you're going through the motions and they're bringing you a plate of food. Even if they're not talking to you, even if they will not what, they acknowledge your existence and your presence inside the house. And yet you think that you got nobody. That is our problem. So from me, the matriarch, I'm letting you guys simmer on this one and I will see you guys tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount.
Let's fade out in style, shall we? Happy Saturday.
Late nights, are you sleepless too? Wide awake in the starry's blue, staring up at the ceiling. Do you feel what I'm feeling? After we can do, you love me better when I'm not with you. We were built like concrete. I used to know your heartbeat. The light has disappeared, the dust has settled here, but still I want you near.
Let's go.
I've been waiting for the slow fade. Kinda hoping that you won't stay. There's no color in the sailing, and it's too hard to say. I've been praying that we lose our love in slow fade.
Crazy how
it was me and you. From the start of the sun and moon, held each other through it. We were young and foolish.
Now we're dancing
like we're done.
We found the end
of the moon and sun.
Was it always
like this? 'Cause now it's always like this.
The light has disappeared,
the dust has settled here,
but still I want you near. So I've been waiting for that
slow fade. And I'm hoping that it won't stay. There's no color in the sailing, and it's too hard to say. I've been praying that we lose our loving slow fade. Maybe I'll find you again, maybe I won't. I think for now that it's best if we let it go. I hope you get all you want out of this life, even if it's not with me by your side.
So I've been waiting for the
slow fade. And I'm hoping that you won't say. There's no color in the sailing, and it's too hard to say. I've been praying that we lose our love in slow fade.
slow fades.
Crazy how it was me and you, from the start of the sun and moon, held each other through it. We were young and foolish. Shop guys.